This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, July 3rd, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has documented at least 8 incidents of persecution against Christians in India by Hindu radicals. In just 2 weeks, as the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdowns. On June 13th, they threatened members of Layman Evangelical Fellowship Church as they were preparing to reopen their church after nearly 3 months of lockdown. According to Pastor Augustine, the Hindus told the Christians they were not allowed to conduct any prayers or even congregate on the church premises. They claimed that the Christians were all carrying COVID-19 and infecting non-Christians with the virus. Jesus said in John 15, verse 20, "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." Russian voters largely supported constitutional amendments this week that would allow President Vladimir Putin to potentially hold power for another 16 years. Putin has already been in power for over 2 decades. The amendments also outlaw faux homosexual marriage and mention belief in God as a core value. However, Russia is ranked 46th on the Open Doors World Watch list of worst nations for persecution of Christians. Authorities in Hong Kong arrested over 300 people on Wednesday, as thousands gathered for an annual pro-democracy rally that marked 23 years since Britain transferred its rule over Hong Kong to China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned China for imposing a new security law over Hong Kong this week.
Yesterday, the Chinese Communist Party implemented its draconian national security law on Hong Kong in violation of commitments that it made to the Hong Kong people. Free Hong Kong was one of the world's most stable, prosperous, and dynamic cities. Now it will be just another communist-run city where its people will be subject to the party elite's whims. It's sad. Security forces are already rounding up Hong Kongers for daring to speak and think freely. The rule of law has been eviscerated.
The U.S. House and Senate have passed a bill this week to economically sanction China for undermining Hong Kong's freedom. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on Tuesday on behalf of Christian photographer Chris Herring to challenge a new law in Virginia that would fine photographers $50,000 if they do not provide their services at faux homosexual wedding ceremonies. Herring said, quote, "My religious beliefs influence every aspect of my life, including the stories I tell through my photography. I cannot and will not let the state force me to express messages that contradict my beliefs," end quote. The U.S. Supreme Court continues its pro-abortion rulings this week after overturning a Louisiana anti-abortion law on Monday. On Thursday, the court declined to hear 2 abortion cases from Chicago and Pennsylvania, upholding ordinances that ban pro-life sidewalk counseling outside of abortion mills. The court also ruled yesterday to overturn an Indiana law that required abortion mills to offer pregnant women an ultrasound of their baby before an abortion. Psalm 94, verses 20 through 21 says, "Shall the throne of iniquity which devises evil by law have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood." Last Friday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing the federal government to focus on skills, not college degrees, when hiring its employees. Trump said at the signing, quote, "The federal government will no longer be narrowly focused on where you went to school, but the skills and the talents that you bring to the job," end quote. Ahead of the 4th of July, Barna released a study on Americans' views of their country. The study found 80% of practicing Christians agree that historically the U.S. has been a Christian nation, while only 58% of U.S. adults agree with that statement. Practicing Christians also strongly agree that historically the U.S. has been blessed by God and has been a leader to the rest of the world. Most U.S. adults also agreed with the statements, but at lower percentages. Psalm 2, verse 12 instructs nations to, quote, "Kiss the Son, S-O-N, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way." when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. The U.S. workforce added a record 4.8 million jobs last month, and unemployment fell to 11.1% last month as states and businesses reopened and employees got back to work after coronavirus lockdowns. Amid rising social tensions in the U.S., one organization today challenged Americans to invite, quote, someone different, end quote, to their 4th of July cookout, calling for a healing wave across the nation. Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life, a national boys Christian adventure movement, said, quote, Jesus taught us to love one another. Now more than ever, America needs to put love into action, end quote, as they launched their first ever nationwide backyard cookout and campout for Independence Day, July 3rd and 4th. In a CBN column, Hancock wrote, quote, it's time to stop grilling each other. Let's enjoy the grill together, end quote. The South Carolina-based organization, which has more than 30,000 K through 12th grade boys and 830-plus troops in every state, is inviting, quote, every American to be part of the great wave of national healing that needs to take place on America's birthday. The heart and soul of our nation could be at stake, end quote.
We're stressing to families to invite somebody who maybe doesn't look like you, maybe doesn't agree with you on everything, maybe someone who's different from you, invite them because it's a great time to exhibit who we are as Americans at this time celebrating our independence. We are people who can get beyond those types of differences and we can enjoy a good cookout together. You know, if there's anything that we can all agree on, it's that a well-cooked hamburger on a grill or a steak or some barbecue chicken is good. I don't care what political persuasion you're from. So we're encouraging people to reach across all kinds of lines and invite people into their backyards, backyard cookout, and then to continue as a family camping out or maybe making a blanket fort in the living room or something, but enjoying something different this weekend with your family.
Live stream speakers today at 4 p.m. Eastern will include Edward Graham, grandson of the late evangelist Billy Graham, who works with Samaritan's Purse. Any family can register for the backyard virtual event at Trail Life USA's website at traillifeusa.com/backyard. That's traillifeusa.com/backyard. You'll find camping tips, outdoor recipes, and activity ideas contributed by thousands of Trail Life USA volunteers across America. Our thanks to Roger in Westminster, Colorado, for his generous donation of $750 to the Worldview Newscast. His gift brings our total month-long campaign to $75,270.20. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, July 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.